This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, December 19th. God's word to you today is gifts for Him. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 9, verse 6 from the King James Version, and it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Christmas is for giving, and a lot of us are going to buy gifts for the people we value this Christmas, true or false? True. Now, the question is, what are you going to give Jesus this Christmas? After all, it is his birthday. Imagine buying gifts for everyone except the birthday boy at his own birthday party. What are you going to give Jesus? What on earth do you give to a God who has everything? There are a lot of things that God does not have if you do not give it to him. Your heart, for example. If you do not give God your heart, he does not have your heart. Your loyalty. Does God have your loyalty? If you do not give God your loyalty, he does not have it. What do you give to a God who seems to have everything? Your attention. If you do not give God your attention, he does not have it. Your trust. If you do not give God your trust, he does not have it. Your praise. If you do not give God your praise, he does not have it. If you do not give God your devotion, he does not have it. If you do not give God your service, he does not have it. Your home. If you do not give God your home, he does not have it. If you do not give God your treasure, he does not have it. And if you do not give God your work, he does not have it. The list goes on and on. There are things in your custody that if you do not give them to God, he does not have. I'm sure it is becoming clearer that there are a lot of things that if you do not give to God, he does not have them. So, what are you going to give to God this Christmas? All these things I have enumerated can be expressed in the three T's: your time, your treasure, and your talent. In other words, your life. What are you going to give to God this Christmas? If God does not have your heart, I want to encourage you to give it to him today. Surrender your life to him, and you will be positioned for blessings this Christmas and beyond. How do you need to be positioned today? Like Joseph cooperated with God, like the shepherds celebrating God with us, like Mary contemplating, or like the Magi dedicating. Let's sing this hymn.
Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee. Filled with messages from thee. Take my will and make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own. It shall be thy royal throne. It shall be thy royal throne.
Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to cooperate like Joseph, to celebrate like the shepherds, to contemplate like Mary, and to dedicate like the Magi. In Jesus' name,
amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.